Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlight, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You know, I want to talk about an inviting moment about testing, Pat.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing what will happen during a test and how faithful the Lord is. You know, sometimes you don't realize everything that's going on in the moment. And it's one of the things that I'm always praying about is that, Lord, help me to seize the moment. I want to be totally aware and present. And there's nothing like going through something and realizing, oh, my goodness, that was such a significant moment. You know, where was I? Where were you? Oh, you missed it? You were there? And, you know, You want to be fully present all the time and aware of what's happening in your life, in the lives of others, in your midst, and what God is saying and what God is doing. I mean, he said you can't live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. So God's not silent.
Right.
He's continually speaking. The question is, are we tuning in to what he is saying?
Mm-hmm. Are we listening?
Are we listening? Big difference, right?
That was huge.
Deuteronomy 8:2 says this, and I love Deuteronomy by the people of God, you know, Old Testament. You know, by the way, the entire Bible is for us today, okay? But Deuteronomy 8:2 says, remember how the Lord your God led you all the way in the desert these 40 years. There's something about remembering. That word remember, I don't know how many times it's in Deuteronomy, but you have to remember. Remember means bring back to the membrane, bring back to the mind. Remember, bring it back. Remember how the Lord your God led you all the way in the desert these 40 years to humble you and to test you in order for you to know what was in your heart. Whether or not you would keep his commands, he humbled you, causing you to hunger. I mean, that messes a whole lot of people's theology up. He humbled you to causing you to hunger and then feeding you with manna, which neither you nor your fathers had known. God gave you provision outside of what you even knew existed. Imagine that.
Right.
Listen, don't think you have God figured out. Don't think that you know everything, what's about to happen. You know, that's really frustrating, I would imagine, to God. Because we don't know what the next second holds. We were talking on a previous program about the suddenlies of God. You don't know what the next second holds in your life. So to act presumptuously as if you do know is really, it's prideful. You're setting yourself up for a tremendous fall. Right? So he says, I fed you, feeding you with manna, which neither you nor your fathers had known, to teach you that man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. You know, and that's interesting. It's interesting that number 40 is interesting because he says, you know, he led you all the way in the desert these 40 years to humble and to test you. And that word 40, the number 40 rather, is an interesting number, and it's you'll find it all throughout the Bible, but it's a number used for testing and judgment.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you think about the number 40, you think about how it rained during Noah's time for 40 days and 40 nights. You know, Israel ate manna for 40 years. Moses was with God on the mountain for 40 days and 40 nights. The spies searched out Canaan for 40 days. I mean, they say that 40 stripes were a maximum whipping penalty.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 40 stripes, my goodness. I don't want to get whipped once.
Not right.
40, you know. And you look, Goliath now presented himself to Israel for 40 days. Saul reigned for 40 years. David reigned for 40 years. You know, Jesus fasted for 40 days and nights.
Uh-huh.
Jesus was tempted 40 days. Jesus remained on earth for 40 days after his resurrection.
Uh-huh.
I mean, 40, 40, 40. So what? It's testing.
Mm-hmm.
It's testing. There's a testing period in your life. And so you don't want to despise the test. It always comes. And the thing about the test, it always reveals what you have learned or what you have not learned. You know what I'm saying? The test is coming. The test is coming. And in our journey, because, you know, walking with God is a journey, Pat. You know,
oh, yeah.
I mean, this is not a dash, if you will, right, Steve? This is not a sprint.
No, not at all.
It's a journey. Mm-mm. It's a journey. And our journey with the Lord, I mean, the whole idea is that, God wants us to grow, right? He wants us to mature until Christ is fully formed in us. That will take a lifetime, probably, and then some. We have all eternity for Christ to be formed in us. But it's a journey that we begin to walk out. And it's only through the test that we realize some important things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I don't know too many people who are looking forward to tests, right?
Uh-uh.
I mean, but they're so necessary. I mean, God took them. I mean, look, he specifically took them through the desert for 40 days to teach them, to show something, to allow them to go through experience where they will be humbled for a reason. So that their heart would be revealed to them, so that they will know what's on the inside. Listen, God doesn't need the test. I mean, Jesus has passed all the tests, okay?
Right.
Straight A's. He's passed all the tests. But he allows us to go through tests so that we will know what's in our heart. And he humbled them. He brought them into a humbling place where they would be hungry. I mean, that's talk about, you know, test there. I mean, being hungry is no joke, you know, and we say that, but I don't believe anyone in America. I mean, you can get some food in America, you know, a third of the world, by the way, a third of the world goes to bed with their belly growling.
Huh.
But I mean, you know, so we experience maybe momentary levels of hunger, you know,
right,
where we miss a meal or maybe a couple meals.
Mm-hmm.
But there's people in the world that have missed days,
mm-hmm,
maybe even weeks,
mm-hmm,
without eating.
Mm.
You know, and it just really causes you to have compassion. But God allowed his people to go through this. That was God, okay? So don't, you know, he allowed it. And why? So that he can provide them with a provision that neither their fathers nor them means. They didn't have a grid for it. They didn't have a grid for it. And one of the things that we can be guilty of is coming to a place where we think we've got God figured out and we know what he's getting ready to do.
Right.
But, you know, listen, you don't have God figured out, you know. The creator, he's the one that created us, and that little thing we have is called a brain. You know, he created that, you
mm-hmm
know. And so to think that we figured him out is to insult him.
Right.
And sometimes he will allow us to go through these testings not to mess with us, just to shake us up. And, you know, he has a plan. God's writing a story, I often say. Don't mess it up. You know, we're just, you know, actors in his story,
mm-hmm,
and we act according to his script. You know, we want to walk in conjunction with him. We don't want to pick up the paint and a paintbrush and our pen and write ourselves in.
Mm-hmm.
It's just to listen to say, God, what do you want from me today? What do you want me to do? Where do you want me to go? What do you want
mm-hmm
me to say? Jesus understood that the Father was writing a story and he did nothing or said nothing that the Father wasn't saying or doing.
Right.
Why should we be any different? We come back from this break. We're going to talk about a time of testing and what testing produces in your life. And we were talking about testing, trials, going through it, and how these tests and these trials are oftentimes, really always, set up by God. He has no problem with that. He has no problem with that because the test is about preparing us. God already knows what's in our heart. It's for us to know what's in
right
our heart.
Right.
There's a testing period that occurs, and we talked about how he led the Israelites, you know, for 40, you know, period of time in the desert for 40 years to humble them and to cause them to actually hunger, physically
yeah
hunger, to realize that he was what? The provider.
Yeah.
He was the one. He had real bread, a bread that they knew nothing about. a bread that their forefathers knew nothing about. He was painting a picture, if you will, giving a type and a shadow and using them for what's getting ready to happen in the future. And so we talk about the importance of it and what the number 40 means in the Bible. It's a time of testing, a period in life and seasons, and it's the transition from one time to another. And when you go through it, it's you realize that there's several important things about the test that you realize. You know, the first thing you realize is, have I learned anything? You know, so you take the test. The test is the revealer.
That's
it shows,
important.
Did I learn anything here? You know, I wasn't a good test taker in school. I just wasn't. I didn't do good in tests. But I'm praying that I can do better today, you know. But did you learn anything? The second thing is, if we have learned of the Lord, right, then the result is, you know, we passed, right? We passed. We learned something. We passed the test. And when we pass the test, that produces confidence. It produces confidence in God and his ways. It encourages to say, man, I took God's word. I implemented it. I practiced it in my life. I built on the right foundation. And when the storms and the tests and the trials came, you know, by the grace of God, we were able to pass and make it through. We were tested. We were tried because of the implemented, practiced word of God in our life. You know, you've got to implement God's word. You can hear it 10,000 times. You can hear messages.
You got to do what it says.
You got to do what it says.
And you know what happens when you don't pass the test?
What happens?
You get to take it again.
You get to do it again.
Isn't that amazing? God is so patient.
He
has no problem giving it to you again.
So if you see the same mountain twice, you might have to start asking yourself a question. I've seen this before.
It's an open book test.
Oh, thank you for reminding us.
Yeah,
there's the answers right there.
There's the answers. Isn't that amazing?
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. But the amazing thing is, though, is sometimes it's like you're looking for an answer, but it's the test that's going to guide you to it. Because all of a sudden it's just like you were... And I look at what you're sharing, John, just like to produce that humility, to produce that hunger, to remind us, what are we truly dependent upon? Because sometimes it's just like when we're in between tests, sometimes it's just like we can begin to look away, and all of a sudden God's like, okay, you need to be reminded.
Yeah.
Who's providing for you? And you're like, oh yeah. Thanks, God.
Oh, thank you,
God.
Thank you, Lord.
And he loves us enough to allow us to go through that, to remind us.
Isn't that amazing?
Oh, yeah.
It also encourages us to learn more.
Yeah.
More and quickly. When you pass the test, you're like, man, I got that. That's so good. Oh, thank you, Lord. Your word is the truth, Amen. Father. Your word is the truth. Yeah. I want to learn more of you and more of your ways, because I see that when the storms and things happen, you're preparing me. You're bringing me into a space, and I just love honoring you and your word. It just all works out, God, right? It gives us the confidence. It gives us the confidence that we can be ready for the next wave.
That's right.
It gives us the confidence that, again, we may not know what tomorrow holds, but because we've practiced and implemented the word of God in our life, hey, when the wave comes, because we've built our home, our life, our ministry, our business, what have you, on the word of God, not on the quoted word, right? Not on the recited word, but on the practiced, the practiced word. I mean, it's just, I can't get away from that because, you know, you hear 10,000 things, it's like, are you living any of this stuff? Right. I know this sounds good, but are you living it? This is in your life.
Right.
We want to see it in our life. And oftentimes, God will give us pop quizzes daily. You know, remember those pop quizzes that your teacher had?
No, I used to hate those.
You're not, you know, it's a pop quiz, and God will give us those daily to prepare us for the test. He's so good. He's not giving you a pop quiz that day just to mess you up. He's giving you the pop quiz that, in fact, you might have just had one just now. He's giving you the pop quiz so that you can practice how you can implement the word of God in your life. So you can practice and say, oh, this is an opportunity where I can be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. You say, oh, yeah, oh, this is an opportunity. You know, listen, faith is one of those kingdom principles that we have to pass to walk with God. It's all about passing the test. You got to pass the test. You got to pass the test. The whole nature of faith is believing to have or to receive something that you don't presently have or received. That's the whole nature of faith. You're believing for something that you don't have. Okay. It requires faith. You gotta believe it. You gotta receive it. My goodness, let me tell you something. There's tests that are coming, but you can't pass it in your own strength. You're gonna be able to pass it with the Lord, believing on His word, implementing God's word in your life, practicing it, and moving by faith. We're talking about. We're gonna jump right into it because this is exciting about the testing of our faith. You know, we're actually realizing that we could have joy and anticipation for these tests in times past, these tests have represented not so many fun experiences. Uh-uh. But we realize that God has us on a journey.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a relationship. And we walk with God, and God wants us to grow in maturity, in love, and with Him until Christ, mm-hmm. Christ is fully formed in us. And He will give us these pop quizzes so we can practice,
mm-hmm.
and then He'll give us tests, mm-hmm. so that we can see what we've learned, and we'll grow in confidence in that. And I think about James, Steve. Can you read James 2? James 1, rather, verse 2?
Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you.
Man, that's awesome. Man, you read nice and slow. I like that because I read fast. But that's right. Yeah. I mean, that's so good that the testing of your faith, it produces something. Mm-hmm. It produces that perseverance, the maturity, the growth in your mm-hmm. life. And you'll realize that you won't lack anything because God is preparing you. He's molding you and He's right. shaping you. And that's the thing about faith. Faith is like I said, one of those kingdom principles that we must learn. We must learn to walk with God. And the whole nature of faith is believing and receiving something that you don't presently have. So don't despise. Listen, don't despise not having or possessing something, whatever that may be, whether it's physical or a material possession or something you want to see grow in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Don't despise that. Understand that it's just an opportunity. It's a test for you to practice mm-hmm. your faith.
Mm-hmm.
You know, listen, you can't be healed unless you've been sick, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
yeah, sure.
So you're a candidate for healing. Ding, 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 you're a surprise candidate for healing. You can't know that God is Jehovah Jireh, uh-huh. your provider, until you've been in the area of need,
yeah.
until you've had experienced some lack in your life. And once we go through these trials, once we go through these tests, we can encourage others to say, listen, God is faithful.
Yeah,
God is faithful. He will raise you up. He will grow you up in Him. He will mature you, and He'll prepare you along the way. And God is, He is so good.
Well, it makes me think about what you have said many times before. It's just like, allow God to make your message, or allow God to turn your mess into your message.
Mm.
And you think about, I think, kind of the same understanding. It's just like, you have to go through the test to have that testimony.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so often, I know me personally, so this is like, I look around and I see those powerful men and women of God who are just steadfast and a rock in the word of God. And the thing is, it's like you see Jesus in their lives, and it's like, wow, I want to grow up to be just a man of God or a woman of God. It's just like, go through something.
Mm-hmm.
Allow God to work out that maturity in you, because you know that the testing of your faith is going to bring you to that place of maturity in God.
Absolutely. You know, a lot of people want a testimony, but they don't want to go
through
the test.
That's right.
All they got is the monies.
Yeah.
you got to go through the test.
Yeah.
You got to go through the fire. You got to be willing to go through so that you can get to the other side. But here's the thing. You're not going to get to the other side in your own strength.
Amen.
It's always going to be with humility and dependency upon the Lord. And in the practice word of God in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And together, God wants to walk this thing with you. He's designed you for relationship. It's not about, okay, He's not standing on the other side and saying, I'm pushing you through this. He says, no, son, daughter, We're going to go through this together. I'm here for you.
Praise God.
We're going to mature you in this process, and you're going to help others to make it through. Mm-hmm. Listen, we can do this. Don't despise the day of testing. God is preparing you for your next season in Him, and it's going to be good. Once you've passed the test, listen, you can't stay in the fifth grade forever. Mm-hmm. You need to be challenged and brought to another place, a new level. There's a new season suddenly for your life. Get through this test. Put them things away. It's time for old things to pass away and new things become new. Listen, when you were a child, you thought like a child, spoke like a child. It's time for you to be a man, be a woman of God, and go on to do great and awesome things for the Lord. This is your season.
That's right.
Is your season.
I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well. We want to welcome our new audience on WHBR all the way from Destin, Florida to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if we're not yet on there. Say you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country, in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today or become a sponsor or underwriter and visit our sponsors and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country, in that order, and Israel, as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.